It's possibly a little ironic how Australia is known for being a sunburnt country, and yet the number of Aussies being diagnosed with vitamin D deficiency is rising each year. And it's no small matter. Vitamin D deficiency can lead to osteoporosis, rickets, and even skeletal deformities. Now, winter's upon us. It's even going to be more difficult to get sufficient levels of vitamin D, as I understand it. I'm chatting to Professor Rebecca Mason. She's the head of physiology and deputy director of the Boss Institute at the University of Sydney. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, it is surprising to me that vitamin D deficiency is such a problem in Australia.
Well, certainly at this time of year, especially in southern parts of Australia, because it's really very, very cold and people don't go out and, well, a lot of people don't go out and do exercise outside so they can strip off and at least have some bare arms, for example, or bare legs to make some vitamin D. A lot of people don't go out at all, partly because we're working inside so much more. Kids are playing on devices inside. And then there's a whole group of people who simply aren't well, can't get outside, or who have dark skin and need a lot more sunlight to make vitamin D. So there are a lot of reasons, and increasingly spending far more time inside and not exercising as much as in the middle of the day in winter is a major problem.
Well, how much vitamin D do we need if we're talking about getting it outside? How long do we need to be outside to get our kind of supplement?
Well, that's a very difficult question because it depends on the time of year, what your skin colour is and what time of the day is. So in winter, if you're in somewhere like Melbourne, you need to be out, well, middle of the day in winter, and that's the best time to get vitamin D because the sun's not strong enough to make it at other times. In Melbourne, you need to be out for about 20 minutes if you've got your arms exposed in the middle of the day and you've got whitish skin. And that's only going to be possible in Melbourne if you're working really hard. The northern parts of Australia, where sun is still a problem in midwinter, they only need to be out if they've got whitish skin for 5 to 10 minutes in the middle of the day with arms or legs exposed.
So it's really not a long amount of time.
Not a long amount of time, but that's only at midday in winter.
Okay.
If you go either, much more than an hour or two on either side, then it's actually very difficult to make vitamin D because the sun in winter doesn't have the energy to convert the compound in skin that makes vitamin D. And it's much easier in summer. Much more of the day is useful for making vitamin D, but then you have to worry about overexposure in summer.
Yes, of course, because that's a big killer as well.
Yes.
Now, I'm kind of curious, how do you even know if you're getting vitamin D deficient?
Well, for most people, and the degree of vitamin D deficiency for, most of that, 40 to 50% in southern Australia in winter is relatively mild. It probably won't cause any symptoms at all. People who are really at risk of being vitamin D deficient are the people who don't go out even in summer, or who have dark skin or cover up for cultural or religious reasons all year round. Now, those people can start to feel very non-specific aches and pains. With severe vitamin D deficiency, as you said, we sometimes see things like rickets, which can cause babies not to develop properly. They're irritable. They cry if you touch them because their bones are tender. But that's very rare. We see that mainly in very dark-skinned migrant populations, particularly where mothers and their children cover up all year round.
So in scenarios like that, how do people get vitamin D?
Well, for those sort of people who are very deficient, we would give them vitamin D supplements. And in fact, we do that for older people, for example, who can't get out terribly much. Because without vitamin D, you can't absorb calcium very well, and that means that bones get raided to provide calcium for the blood. And that, as you say, leads to osteoporosis and increases your risk of fractures. And vitamin D is also needed for falls, for muscle function, to prevent falls. So for many people for whom, you know, getting a life, i.e. getting outside a bit and doing a bit of exercise, is not practical, then supplements are probably the best way of dealing with it. But if it's mild vitamin D deficiency, which is what the vast majority of vitamin D deficient people have, we actually recommend that, you know, you do what the health requirements are. Try and get some exercise in winter, in the middle of the day. Walk a bit briskly. Maybe you can roll up your sleeves a bit. And in summer, for a few minutes, if you've got white skin, anywhere in Australia, between 5 to 10 minutes, mid-morning or mid-afternoon, is all of most days is all of the sunshine that most people need to make some vitamin D. You're always running a fine line of being out enough to get the benefits of sunlight, which not limited to vitamin D. There's some effects on release of nitric oxide, which lowers your blood pressure and has beneficial effects on your immune system, helping to balance it. So a bit of sunlight is good, but of course, as everyone knows, too much sunlight and you run the risk of skin cancers, including the deadly melanoma.
It is indeed a bit of a balancing act. Professor Mason, thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
That was Professor Rebecca Mason, Head of Physiology, Deputy Director of the Bosch Institute at the University of Sydney, with some very practical advice about boosting vitamin D levels during the winter months. It's incredible to me, as I said, that vitamin D deficiency is a real thing, or such a problem, more correctly. Of course, it's a real thing. But yeah, there you go. Brave the winter, roll up your sleeves, get out and about a little bit, but not too much.